This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. Man, it has been a while since we have done a show, and so, I've been sick, and I've been traveling around the country, you know, doing that whole mixed martial arts and other things, you know, so it has been one heck of a few weeks, and there has been some wacky stuff that has gone down in the world of mixed martial arts, and we are going to talk all about it today. Big one, though, is, of course, the John Jones, Daniel Cormier. They have brawled it out. Now a video has surfaced yesterday showing basically what happens when the mics are off and they decide to talk to each other. It was not safe for children's ears, but it was a hilarious, hilarious bit, none the least. And it's all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook. And if you guys have seen it, let us know who you think was basically who looked better in it. Everybody's saying it really kind of makes John Jones look like, you know, just not a good person. So check it out. Let us know what you think at That MMA Show on Twitter, because we're going to talk all about it today. We're also going to talk about the big shoving match that went down in the Pokel Casino lobby during the press tour. Just some wacky, wacky stuff, guys. I mean, it really was. And of course, last week we played a bit of a back and forth that we had with Tisha the Tiny Tornado Torres and Rose Namajunas, along with Shannon Knapp. Now, Tough 20 is going to be kicking off pretty soon. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, too, so that will be a whole lot of fun. You know, there's just a whole bunch of mixed martial arts action that has went down since we've been gone, and so there's a lot to talk about, and I got to figure out where we're going to take the show today, because there's just a whole lot going on. So you know what, guys? Let's jump into it, and we will make it all happen. Stoking right here. So remember to follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Follow along, because it's about to get crazy, so stick right here, right with us on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking all about Titan Fighting Championships, which Titan FC 29 was supposed to go down August 29th, and it's weird because it's lost its main event now, guys. Ben Saunders was supposed to take on Matt Riddle, and Matt was injured, and so Ben Saunders was then supposed to take on Jose Landy Johns, who then in turn had some issues with a visa. Now the big news is that the UFC has stepped up and called Ben Saunders back. Now, if you recall, Ben Saunders was on the Ultimate Fighter. I believe he was on the season with Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. So I believe that was UFC or a Tough Six. Well, now that is going to leave Titan Fighting without its main event for Titan 29. Both of them now have, again, stepped on, but Ben Saunders has been called back to the UFC. That was announced this week, according to a report at MMAfighting.com. And what we know is that all fighters under contract with Titan Fighting Championships basically have what they call a Zuffa Clause, which allows the fighters to leave the promotion if an opportunity arises in the UFC, which, you know, as we've had Jeff Aronson on a couple of times, and, you know, I talked to him recently. We were actually supposed to have Jeff on this week, but he had another issue this morning, so we had to reschedule, and that will happen. This is going to be one of the things we bring up about, you know, these kind of things happening in Titan. It's a great opportunity, of course, for Ben Saunders, who has not been back to the UFC in quite some time, and also that he has not fought in Bellator for quite some time. He was released last year for that promotion, so it will be it'll be cool to see what comes out of this. The guys at Titan Fighting Championships, Brian Levick and all those guys out there, they bounce back quickly. Les McMahon, like I said, Jeff Aronson, all those guys, great guys to work with, great guys with the media, so they do definitely take care of their fighters, and you know, it's a heck of a mood that they let them out, you know, for fights like that. So they basically give them 30 days. And if you get signed by the UFC within that 30 day, before the 30 day fight, you are good to go. So they release Ben Saunders. And I have not heard what now is going to be the main show, because this basically went down on Thursday, I think it did. Yeah, interesting to the media. So we're gonna see if we can get Jeff Aronson on next week to kind of talk about it and see what's gonna happen next. So it'll be fun to hear. So, all right, guys, stick with us because we're gonna bring you more of the big MMA action that's going on all over the country. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Man, it is good to be back doing a show here. It always feels weird when I'm off for a couple of weeks, you know. Being sick, it's been a real pain, and I'm still having some throat issues. But you know what? There has been so much weird stuff go down in the world of mixed martial arts that I had to come in and I had to bring it to you because there's just so much going on. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. There is some weird, weird stuff going on. And this next story that I found last night while doing my show prep, just it got to me because this is one of my favorite Twitter personalities in the world of MMA. Because he is just so crazy with some of the stuff that he comes up with, things that he shows, and of course, you know, the fact that his girlfriend is porn star Christy Mack, and that is War Machine John Koppenhaver. The controversial War Machine has been given his walking papers now from Bellator after a Las Vegas altercation has went down. And basically, TMZ reported this, so it's always good whenever, you know, you're repping TMZ in the world of MMA. So, that it came down from Bellator executives basically saying that Scott Coker, that they have a zero-tolerance policy here at Bellator when it relates to any form of domestic violence. After learning the latest incident involving War Machine, Bellator is releasing him from his promotional contract with the organization. Man, what did he do now? It's just crazy. So according to TMZ, War Machine is wanted by the Las Vegas police following a 3-person altercation at his home that left 2 participants with severe but non-life-threatening injuries that required a trip to the hospital. The website also reported that the alleged victim described as War Machine's significant other. So of course, that means, you know, he probably got crazy with Christy Mack. So what I find interesting about this is that I was supposed to interview War Machine, and I have talked to him on the phone a couple of times, and we've texted back and forth. And one day, he sent me a message and said, I can't come on the show because I got pissed off, and I punched myself in the face, and now I'm all screwed up. I thought that was a cop-out to get out of it. But now, after reading this, I'm banking it's true. It's really weird. Now, we definitely think that Christy Mack was involved because she came out today and said that she was supposed to be at a tattoo convention, because if you haven't seen her, she is tattooed from head to toe. But she said she won't be at the Art and Ink show at the South Point Casino because of a personal emergency. Well, evidently, her personal emergency involved War Machine. So it was real interesting. This morning, or yesterday morning, War Machine tweeted out, I can't believe this. I must be cursed. He's still been pretty active on social media. His last post came in on Friday morning. His final performance with Bellator promotion, it came out on October 23rd with a loss to Ron Kessler in the semifinal round of the Bellator Season 9 tournament. Now, it's interesting, where does this leave War Machine? Because, as you guys know, he was an Ultimate Fighter alum. He has been through the show, didn't do real well on it, and he had head cases even back then, dealing with, you know, loss of parents and things of that nature. He's always seemed like a lovable guy, but just having some issues. So I don't know. I've always loved following him on Twitter because you never know what he's going to say, post. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff. So, all right, guys, stick with us because we're going to bring you more action. And you know what? Like I said, it's crazy whenever everything is coming from TMZ. So we're going to talk about the Jon Jones, Daniel Cormier feud coming up next. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. I hope you're digging the show today, so follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. And, of course, you know, always follow the radio station, and that is Indio_Radio. That would be Kane, and he will answer you back on any questions that you have tweet him and let him know how much you like the show. We appreciate it. So, all right, guys, we are talking about the big Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier riff that has been going down. So it has been all over the media. First and foremost, they had a big scuffle at the media day when they were supposed to be talking. They went to do a face-off. There was a little headbutting. Next thing you know, Cormier pushes Jones away, and Jones throws a punch. The backdrop comes flying down. If you have not seen the video out there, go take a look at it. It is nuts. So, and then now this week we have had some other interesting action where they were both talking on a broadcast of Fox Sports, and the mics were cut during a commercial, and of course somebody was smart enough to keep it running, and somehow it got leaked to the internet. You know, never know how that works, but sometimes it does, and it is awesome to hear it. So what we are looking at now is Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier talking off the mic, and I'm going to play it for you now. I will warn you that the language is not good and generally should not be broadcast, so, but you know what? It's internet radio, and I don't do this very often, so this is your fair warning. If you have children in the car listening with you at the moment, please turn their ears away from it. Do not listen for the next minute and a half or so. All right, so this is the Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier microphone gaffe. I guess you'd call it, you know, something to that effect. So, all right, guys, here it is.
Hey, pussy, are you still there?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. You're just the fakest person. I actually admire that you can actually be this fake in, like, when the TV comes on, how you can just change. It's like you're a chameleon.
Hey, listen,
it's
I'm a professional.
It's unbelievable.
The fact that you're a pussy hasn't changed.
It's unbelievable how fake you can really be. Like, you are just such a fucking pussy. My God. It is amazing. It is amazing. But you know what? Hats off to you. You got a great PR person. Because they do a great job with training you. Because you are just terrible. You're the fucking scum of the earth. You are a terrible human being, but you can sure turn it on, huh?
Thank you.
God, you fuck. I wish they would let me next door so I can spit in your fucking face.
You know I would absolutely kill you if you ever did something like that,
you
right?
You could never kill me.
Oh, I bet you I could.
Then you should try, John. You really should try, John.
No, I would literally kill you if you spit in my face.
Yeah, let's try that, John.
Literally kill you.
Let's try that, John.
I'm not saying I would fight you. I said I would kill you if
John,
you did some
serious shit. So, John, do you think I'm just going to sit there and let you kill me, John? I mean, really.
So, guys, what do you think of that? Is it, you know, does it make Jon Jones look bad? Does it make Daniel Cormier look bad? One and all, does it make the sport look bad? And that's, you know, that's where I'm coming from. Does this make the sport look bad? You know, it does show that there's a genuine distaste. It also shows that Jon Jones is able to definitely turn it on for the cameras. And so, but you know what? He's good at what he does, and he makes a lot of money for it. So, you know, I cannot personally wait for this fight. I am so looking forward to that UFC pay-per-view. It is going to be something fierce. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for this segment because, I mean, we're moving along. It's just crazy. So, all right, guys, stick with us as we're going to talk World Series of Fighting coming up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. It's just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Guys, I hope that you are enjoying the show today. So follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show. I'm getting a lot of good buzz today, so I'm glad you're enjoying us being back. We missed you guys just as much as you missed us, believe me. So we are definitely stoked to be back. Now, some big UFC, or not UFC action, we're actually going to World Series of Fighting, which will go down tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on the NBC Sports Network. Now, this has been an interesting card of weigh-ins last night where several people didn't make weight, but it came down to it that the main card, it looks like everybody, you know, other than Elvis Metopsic and Kelvin Tiller, they decided on 195-pound catch weight. Everybody else looks like they made it pretty close. There were some issues. Luis Palomino versus Luis Gonzalez, that is the headlining fight. That is going to be one heck of a throwdown. Luis Palomino is no joke, guys. I have seen him in such fights with Luis Buscape and Rob Washington, and he is he's legit, guys. He's got heavy hands. He's got decent ground game, so it'll be fun to watch. And then, of course, my buddy Honey Marks taking on Cully Butterfield at 205. That will be a fun one, man. I am calling it for my buddy Honey Marks because you know what? That's what you do. So preliminary card will be on NBCSports.com, and that will start at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, Lopez did miss weight on his first and second attempts, but made weight on a third try. Honey Marks, Tiller, and Abraganov, who are on the preliminary cards, they each missed weight on their first attempt, but made weight on the second try. So you know what? It's all going to go down. It will be on the big show at NBC Sports Network, 10 p.m. Eastern tonight, World Series of Fighting 12. It is going to be fun. You know, I'm telling you what, I give the guys over at World Series of Fighting credit. They have really taken to using some of the guys that are out there along with trying to develop some new talent. You know, they do a good job. They do a great bit of business. They've been longtime supporters of the show. We have had multiple people on from World Series of Fighting. Sugar Ray Seffo has been on a couple of times. Great interview. Always good to have him. So, you know, at some point in time, we're going to pull him back for another World Series of Fighting just to kind of catch up and see how things are going. But let me tell you guys, Luis Palomino looked really, really serious in that stare down yesterday. So I am looking forward to that fight tonight. It will be a whole lot of fun. So, all right, guys, coming up, we are going to bring you, of course, our favorite segments that I have missed so much, our The Week That Was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. So stick right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show again, guys. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. I am here as always. You know, I try to bring it to you every week, but, you know, these last couple of weeks I have been out, and I appreciate that you all coming back and giving me all the good shout outs on Twitter that, you know, you're like, hey, man, what's going on? Where you at? I'm like, dude, I've just been sick and traveling, so nothing big, no grand conspiracies, nothing like that. You know, Kane's still happy with what we do, so nothing big, but we are about to bring you our favorite segments, The Week That Was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. These are always, always my favorites because we kind of bring you these little snippets that, you know, aren't big enough for a full story, but just enough to kind of get you going. So now we are going to start off with The Week That Was, and this one is kind of funny because this Saturday, actually, I believe it's tonight. I have not found out which pay-per-view it's going to be on, but I believe it will be a pay-per-view. So this Saturday's they should have called it Metamorphosis, but they didn't. They called it Metamorphosis. So Metamorphosis 4, and this is going to feature Chael Sonnen taking on Andre Cavallo in a grappling match. Now, if you are not familiar with Metamorphosis, it is basically just that. It is a no-gi grappling competition or a gi grappling competition. So basically, it's one big Naga tournament on television. And if you're into the sport, it's cool as hell to watch. But the thing is it's all about two submissions. There's no points. There is no anything. There is a time limit, so it can end in a draw, which I think would probably kind of screw up normal people who don't really understand grappling. But Chael Sonnen is supposed to compete in this, and now we are hearing from a couple other different media outlets besides that the NSAC, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, is threatening to fine Sonnen, who is currently under suspension by the Athletic Commission for his recent multiple drug test failures. They're going to fine him up to $250,000 if he competes this Saturday in the grappling event. The thing is, though, is that the Nevada State Athletic Commission is not covering this event. It is not their event to basically regulate. So the suspension should not really be able to do anything against his ability to fight in a jiu-jitsu match. They only regulate mixed martial arts and boxing. So there's really nothing that they can say about it. So Sonnen has went out and hired a lawyer and is looking, you know, to figure out what he can do and what they can do to him. So should be interesting. I have watched a couple of these. They're fun. If you, like I said, if you don't understand the sport or if you don't really care for just the grappling end of it, like if you're one of those guys who when MMA goes to the ground and you boo, this probably isn't for you. So, all right, next up is Uriah Faber is out against his big fight at UFC Fight Night 52. He has been injured. the UFC has updated their official Japanese website, revealing that Uriah Faber has pulled out of his scheduled bout over there up against a guy who I am not going to try to pronounce because, you know what, I butcher him and I just can't do it. So the fun thing is that Alex Bruce Leroy Karasis is going to step in and take his place. So you know that Uriah Faber and Bruce Leroy had a big bout coming up. So that is going to go down at UFC Fight Night 52, September 27th. At the Sayatayama Super Arena in Sayatayama, Japan, and will air exclusively on UFC Fight Pass. Now, guys, I'm going to say it now again. If you have not tried Fight Pass is the coolest thing ever. Just saying it. All right. Now, and finally tonight, we're going to go with Eddie Alvarez is negotiating a deal for a UFC debut against Donald Cerrone on September 27th. He is the current Bellator lightweight champ and is under contract with Bellator, but they are insisting that he is negotiating for his debut with the UFC. Now, this makes me wonder, is Scott Coker behind this? You know, Scott Coker did a deal with Zuffa to sell Strikeforce. Now, is he back with his buddies? And I mean, because Dana said, you know what, we got nothing against him and what he's trying to do. So, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for our week that was. Now, we are moving on to, of course, our calendar of events, which is going to feature World Series of Fighting 12, Palomino versus Gonzalez. Man, I am just having all kinds. You can tell I'm still sick and have weird words going on. So that is going to go down in Las Vegas, and it will be on the NBC Sports Network. And then on 8/16, we are going to see Cage Warrior 70. That is going to go down in Dublin, Ireland. And then also that night, UFC Fight Night 47, Ryan Bader taking on Owen St. Peru in Bangor, Maine. That will be on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2. It's an interesting headlining card. I'm not real sure about that one yet. We'll talk about that one next week. And then Cage Warrior 71, that is going to go down on MMA Junkie from Amon Jordan. And then, of course, Titan FC 29 win from Fayetteville, North Carolina on CBS Sports Network and CBSSports.com. You know, I'm waiting to see who the big headliner is going to be. I got to send their guy a message and find out because I need the scoop. So, and then RFA 17, Cochran taking on Galgos on Access TV from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That will be fun. And then, of course, UFC Fight Night 48, Bisping taking on Kung Lee from Macau. That will be one heck of a fight. And then 1FC 19 on 8/29 from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and that will be a pay-per-view. Lots of fun there. Legacy Fighting stepping up 8/29 also. That would be Hall versus Susan. Tunica, Mississippi. That will be on Access TV. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for our calendar of events. And this week we have a fun Twitter shout-out, which is going to be USA Judo, believe it or not. That's right, the official Twitter account of USA Judo. Visit them at usjudo.org. They are out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, guys. This is the actual, like, Olympic team judo, guys. I mean, you know, we're talking, Kayla Harrison was tweeting there today. She is the Olympic gold medalist. Travis Stevens, Marty Malloy, all of them out there. Big thanks to them for following us and also for having a conversation with me earlier a couple weeks ago about some issues that I had with USA Judo that they promptly and courteously answered for me. I was very, very, very happy to have that happen. So go follow them at USA Judo. All right, guys, that is going to do it for our segments, the week that was, our calendar of events, and, of course, our Twitter shout-out. So, all right, guys, stick with us as we're going to talk about what is coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Guys, thanks for sticking with me today. I know that my voice sounds a little funky, but I am getting so much better. So it's been a rough couple of weeks. So I do appreciate you staying with us and following us along on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. You know, you can always check out back episodes as we are on at ThatMMAShow.com and also on iTunes now. So we have expanded our iTunes. We're going to be adding up new shows all the time. So you're going to be able to hear some of the back episodes. Also, everything new out is going to be going to iTunes now, so it will be a whole good thing. I'm stoked about it. So been wanting to be on iTunes for quite a while, and finally we are, so it's going to be good stuff. So, all right, guys, next week coming up, we are going to break down all the action that happened this week. Of course, we are also going to be talking to Titan Fighting Championships, because I need to see what's going on. I've already let their PR guy know that we want to talk to some fighters next week, and we also would like to talk to their CEO, Jeff Aronson, if at all possible, to see what's going on. And also, I am trying to work an angle with to get some Bellator people on, because I want to know what's going on. I mean, if you look at the setups and things that are happening out there, there's some really interesting Bellator news, I think, that's going to come in the horizon, and I cannot wait to see it. So it's going to be real interesting time here in the world of mixed martial arts. I do think, though, that, you know, going kind of back this week, that the Daniel Cormier and John Jones little debacle at the weigh-ins was just, it was a setback to the sport. You know, boxing used to do that back in the day to hype a fight, and I don't know if it was real or not, but you know what? It's something that this sport doesn't need, and this is just my humble opinion now, guys. So I know I'm supposed to be telling you what's coming up next week, but I had to get that out one more time. So, all right, guys, if you have not seen it yet, though, go check it out again. We played it. We'll have that back on our online archive soon. So, all right, guys, as we do it always, remember, thank you so much for following along with us, and we greatly appreciate you being here with us every week on That MMA Show. So remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. One day.